It's time again for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined again by Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Charlotte. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very good. Thank you. How are you?
Not so bad. Thank you, Charlotte. This week, we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to help test tactile markings on bank cards, give feedback on those dreaded e-scooters, and take part in a new TV property show and maybe become mortgage-free. Charlotte, we start with that request for people to help out with tactile markings on bank cards.
Yes, so she's saying we've been contacted by a member of staff at RNIB who would like some blind partially sighted people to test tactile markings on some flat cards to help people identify which flat cards are their bank cards as opposed to a store or library card. So we are looking for people who do not have any residual vision or people who do not have enough residual vision to see any information on bank cards. And we are also looking for people who do not read Braille, not even Braille on individual letters.
Charlotte, what will people be asked to do?
So you will be sent some samples of flat cards via post and asked to give your feedback during a video call, which will take place on either Microsoft Teams or Zoom. And the testing will take around 45 minutes to an hour. And this way the team can see which cards you are using and therefore can see how you're giving feedback on them. And to take part, you will need a smartphone with a camera or a PC or laptop with a camera and microphone.
How can people request their interest?
Yes, so if you are interested in taking part in the testing, then please do email user testing team and their mailbox is nppd.mailbox@rnib.org.uk. Please do include your availability in the email. So it's the week commencing the 14th of June and whether you would prefer a morning or afternoon session. And finally, as a thank you for taking part, you will receive a £20 gift voucher.
Wow. Now, Charlotte, we come to those dreaded e-scooters.
We do, yes, e-scooters again. So with the return of e-scooter rental trials taking place across the UK, our campaigns team at RNIB especially want to hear experiences from blind and partially sighted people regarding e-scooters. Your experiences will help the team to better understand the effects that they are having, particularly on people with little or no sight. And we will use this information that you share to feed back to politicians, decision makers, e-scooter manufacturers and other blind and partially sighted people so that we can make sure they understand any effect of these schemes. To share your experiences, please do head on to our campaigns webpage. You can find that on RNIB's website, www.rnib.org.uk. And click on Changing Society. You'll find all the information relating to the e-scooter petition on this page. Alternatively, you can call our campaigns team on 0303 123 9999.
Finally, we have an opportunity for blind and partially sighted homeowners to take part in a new TV property show and maybe become mortgage-free.
We do indeed. It's quite an exciting one. So we've been contacted by a researcher for the new TV show called My Mortgage Free Home, and they are looking for blind and partially sighted people who own their own home to get involved with the new show. My Mortgage Free Home is a brand new property series for HGTV with Amanda Lamb. In the show, a family will use their equity to find their ideal home and become mortgage free. Whether it's looking for a more accessible home or simply a change of pace, please do get in touch at mortgage@raisetherooftheproductions.com to find out more, or you can call them on 0141 427 8190. That's 0141 427 8190.
Charlotte, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
Of course. So if you would like more information about the card testing or the TV show opportunities in particular, then these are listed on our Connect Voices webpage at the moment. So to find those, simply head to www.rnib.org.uk and search for Connect Voices opportunities. And if you would like to hear about more opportunities to get involved, then do join our Connect Voices Facebook group. Simply search on Facebook for RNIB Connect Voices. And if you're not on Facebook, do tune in to our next radio event up here on RNIB Connect Radio on Wednesday, the 23rd of June from 10 a.m. And if you would like to listen to this roundup again, you can search for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player.
Well, thank you, Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.